Hello, this is Justin Coleman, and this is the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. Thank you for joining me, and today we are going to talk a little bit about squeeze pages. Squeeze pages are often confused with landing pages. They're kind of the same thing. The idea is to get people to get on them and take an action. But with a squeeze page, it's a little more simplistic in its design and what is contained on it. The idea is that you want as few things on a squeeze page as possible to get people to take the action, whereas a landing page is going to have a lot more information. So a lot of confusion between the difference. One of my squeeze pages is at make100kcount.com, and it could maybe be considered a landing page, but there's not a lot of information on it. There's just some bullet points on the guide that I'm trying to give away for free, and then there's a form that you just put in your email address, and maybe it has a name, I don't remember, but email and name would be about all you'd want on this page. And then people sign up for it and they get an automatic email that allows them to download this free guide. And the idea of the guide is how to convert your traffic that's on your website, because obviously you can have tons of traffic, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's converting to money. So that was the whole idea of the guide, and I put it behind a squeeze page in order to help build and grow my email list, because while I'm giving the value away for free, I still want that email so I can build the relationship with people and communicate to them further. So squeeze pages are a great and quick way to do that. You don't need, you know, a huge page of sales copy from, you know, a $10,000 an hour copywriter in order to make this work. You need a couple graphics, you need your email form that's connected to your email marketing software, and then you need just a couple bullet points. Squeeze pages tend to work because there are fewer actions that people can take on this page. You're not sending them just to like a homepage of a website where your offer may be listed, but they could also go to your services page or your about page or your testimonials. They don't have any other choice but to exit the page or sign up for this freebie that you're giving away. If you're charging for something, you're likely, even if it's just a $7 or $9 product, you likely want to be sending people to a landing page that has more information rather than a squeeze page. I would say that a squeeze page would be just for that initial free offer where people don't need to know that much. They just put in their email. It's easy transaction, said and done. If you want to, there's various ways you can promote your squeeze page. So if you have money, you can send people to this free offer on, you know, any kind of ad on Google or Bing search engines, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, wherever your audience, your relevant audience, is hanging out. You can pay to send people to this squeeze page. The caveat being, you're likely only collecting an email address. So you want to make sure that if you are paying for your leads, that you are making this a squeeze page funnel, which would have either a tripwire offer or a product offer, possibly both. Something that helps what they call self-liquidate and get you your money back on that. If you can spend money to build your email list and not have a paid product, that's great. But what's even better is breaking even or making money while growing your email list. So if you're paying for traffic, you definitely want to have some kind of payment on the back end of this funnel. Obviously, there's other free ways that you can drive your traffic to your squeeze page via blog posts, via social media posts, You can do podcasting like I do to help drive people to these different offers. There's a ton of different ways that you can drive traffic to your squeeze pages and work on building that email list. If you want a squeeze page, there are likely free resources out there where you can build a quick squeeze page like Wix. I think Weebly might have a free offer where you can build your free website, again with a caveat being that you're gonna have like mysite.wix. You're likely not gonna be able to put in your own domain name, so it makes you look a little less credible if you know you're an expert, quote unquote, but promoting this via a subdomain of a bigger company, like you can't even afford your website, which isn't that expensive to get rolling usually anyways. I mean, you can do GoDaddy hosting pretty cheap, and then WordPress is a free install once you have GoDaddy hosting, so they have a lot of good themes, and using Gutenberg to build is pretty easy, so there's really not much of an excuse if you're trying to promote yourself as an authority in the space to not have your own domain and website. Now, saying that, if you are just getting started and you have absolutely $0, I'm going to be creating a free training on that soon, so hopefully I remember to come back and link to that where you can get started in affiliate marketing for free, and I have ways that you can do that, but the gist of that is that GrooveFunnels, which is a funnel builder like ClickFunnels, which you've probably heard of ClickFunnels or Kartra, Samcart, things like that. But GrooveFunnels right now has an offer where you can sign up completely for free. You get 3 free websites that you can add your custom domains to. You have to buy the domain, but that, again, that's like, I don't know, $11 to $18 a year. It's not that expensive. But you get your own domain, you get 3 websites, you can build a blog on this platform, and it's all free. So that's something that if you have $0, or even if you don't, I mean, I would still check it out, but it's free. I'm going to have an affiliate link to this down in the show notes, and if you ever do decide to upgrade to their lifetime deal, or, you know, their monthly payments when they start that next year, then I may get commissions, but it's highly recommended by me that you sign up for GrooveFunnels just because they offer so much for free and you can get started for free. Now, if this were 3 months ago, I probably wouldn't be recommending GrooveFunnels, even though it was still free. The problem was that their program had so many bugs that, like, I couldn't even build websites in there before. I couldn't build my funnels. There were just so many errors. I couldn't launch anything. But I decided, as I was building my affiliate marketing course recently, to check that out again, as, you know, I had paid for the lifetime deal. I think I did the 4 easy payments of $4.95 or so. I don't know. I ended up, maybe it was 3 payments. I ended up spending like $1,500 on this, and it was just buggy as heck, so I didn't even want to use it, but I was so mad that I'd wasted, you know, a good portion of the business money I had at the time on that. But it's actually turned out to be a great deal, because now I can build, you know, my unlimited funnels, I can build my squeeze pages without any issues. I don't have to pay monthly for something like ClickFunnels, because Groove is turning out to be a pretty good platform, so get in for free while you can. Again, my affiliate link is going to be in the show notes, so you can go ahead and check that out. If you want squeeze page templates, so you don't even have to design it, I mean, they have a lot of templates within Groove, so you can basically get up and running with your offer really fast. There are other free programs out there where you can make like an ebook style cover. Even if it's not an ebook, you can make like a cover using stock photos and graphics to make it kind of look like a book, or make it look like a course, whatever you're offering for free. You can use that, and then import your images into a Groove template, and it's just really fast to get things up and built. My landing page for my course, I just used a template from Groove and rearranged it and added my own images, and it was really fast, and I got my funnel up in like a day. And I've gotten other funnels, like I'll be sure to link to the Goal Wizard. That's definitely a squeeze page, where it's just an image of a cartoon wizard, and then I think I have a couple bullet points on what that product is, that tool is, and then a sign up for the course. So not just collecting emails, you can also lead people to sign up for a course, or you can send them directly to an affiliate link from a squeeze page, but I would try and collect that email if you can, or if you're sending them to your own product, that's fine because you should get the email that way. But if you're sending them off to an affiliate company, you're not going to get that email unless you have that email form ahead of time. So there's also another resource that I wanted to point to, that is the lead pages swipe file. Now, this is from Russell Brunson over at ClickFunnels. I'll have an affiliate link down in the description. But it has examples of successful lead page funnels, including squeeze pages, that you can look at and, I don't want to say steal, but you can like mock them and their design in whatever you're building your squeeze page on, because these have been proven to be successful in building leads and building businesses and making money for companies. So you can look at these successful funnels. I think there's like 100 and I don't know, there's over 120, I think. I haven't looked at the number in a while, but that's a really good resource to check out what has worked for people in their lead funnels and in building their business. And one of the funnel hacker mottos is model what works. So you want to be kind of funnel hacking people, and what they've done in this guide is they've put that out there, the things that already work, so you don't have to go and funnel hack all these people. They already got all the designs and the logic written out behind why businesses set things up the way they did and why these things just work. So again, I'll be linking to that in the show notes. We'll continue to talk about the different lead funnels that are going to help drive leads to your business on autopilot throughout this season. As I've said before, I'll probably sprinkle some other topics throughout this season because it's kind of hard to stick to one topic, especially when I start pulling more guests in. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, feel free to reach out to me, justin@mastersalesfunnels.com. I'd love to have a chat with you and, you know, see if we're a good fit to have you on the podcast. If you're just an avid listener or even a first-time listener, thanks for being here, and I'd love for you to share this podcast with others you think may be able to benefit from my knowledge and the resources that I provide. Thank you again for listening, and as always, keep funneling.